Penguin Audio presents Earthbound by April Lynn Pike. Read by Hallie Cooper Novak. Chapter 1. I remember the plane going down. Not the crash exactly, but the moments before. And while it must have been only moments, when I look back, it takes much longer. I was sitting with my forehead pressed against the tiny window, looking through the cloudless air at farms and settlements passing below me, when the engine exploded, rocking the plane into a crazy tilt that tossed me back and forth in my seat. The actual blast was surprisingly quiet, muffled by the insulated fuselage, I imagine, but the billowing clouds of coal-black smoke pouring off the wing were impossible to miss. Every nerve in my body clanged, but my eyes stayed riveted to the roiling smoke that streamed back from the engine just feet from my window. My aching fingers clung to the armrests to hold myself steady as the plane dipped forward, then plunged, the momentum forcing me against my seat. The pop and hiss of hundreds of oxygen masks springing from the ceiling like venomous snakes startled my attention away from the smoking wing. Reflexes honed by dozens of droning safety speeches sent hands darting out to grab the oxygen masks, the adults securing their own masks before assisting others. But I didn't bother with mine. Not even when my mother pushed it at me, her eyes dancing with terror as she gripped my father's arm so tightly I knew her fingernails must be drawing blood. It was the flight attendant who made me understand. Two of them were standing in the aisle trying to get everyone's attention, demonstrating the crash position, like that was going to help. But I focused on the third one. He wasn't attempting to buckle up or help the passengers. He just stood. His body.